This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's amazing where lessons come in life. Wow. I'm going to relay to you guys a story that happened to us recently. So my son, youngest son, was in a tournament recently, a big tournament, one where they bring in the college scouts to look at you, stuff like that, and these kids played amazing baseball. And I will tell you, I watched my kid play baseball. I'm not going to tell you he's anything special, but he's getting better, and I will tell you, he's a heck of a ball player. He's so much better at baseball than I was at practically anything I did early in life, maybe with the exception of track. He's that good. And I would say by the time I was his age, I certainly, you know, cut my teeth in martial arts. So was getting better, but I don't think I could compare to where he is developmentally for baseball. So he's on a really good team. I think these guys are like 19-2-2. So they've got that's a really good record in Little League Baseball. They are defeating some of the best teams in the country. They just beat a team the other day 3-2. And that team was a Texas team that was like pieced together to go travel and just beat up on teams. And these kids played their hearts out and beat them. One of the toughest games they had. My son was telling me, I didn't get to go, but my son was telling me a couple of plays that were made, and I mean, I hate I missed it. They were awesome. Hard-fought game. But anyway, going back to they had a tournament, and the kids were in the tournament, they were 4-0. And let me take that back. They got to the tournament by being 4-0. When they were playing the most critical game, the one that would get them into the showcase, they were leading 4-0. So they had smoked every other team, gotten into the showcase, played a team that had at least two Division I commits, two kids that were going to play college ball. They were that good. And they had, as you can imagine, if you have two D1 commits, you probably have some pretty good kids on your team. So, but the kids weren't intimidated. They were like, whatever. So they go up 4-0 over this team. The kid that was pitching could throw 88 miles an hour, which is pretty good for 16-year-olds. And these kids were smoking him. So they're up 4-0. Well, they ended up blowing up in an inning, 6-0, six runs. They lose the game 6-4. And the kids were noticeably upset because one error sort of started the snowball, and it was a routine ground ball was hit to second base that would have led to a double play, and it went under the second baseman's legs. And it was one of the kids that doesn't always play second base, but he's a good second baseman. He's not the best one. So they were upset. They knew they would have won the game. They had played an almost flawless game up to that point. Well, fast forward. Few days go by, we're back home, and my kid says to me, he goes, you know, I forget the kid who missed the ball, but he says, you know, Dad, he was crying at the hotel. Now, these are 16-year-olds. They don't cry. It's not like 12, 10-year-olds where they strike out and they cry, they miss a play and they cry. But this kid, 16 years old, went back to the hotel and he cried because he felt like he let his team down. I had no idea this kid went back and he cried. But it made me think. If a kid puts that much heart into a game, why are we not putting that much heart into life? Why is it that when the Republican Party, for example, loses, nobody cries? Nobody cares. When we lose, look, I'm not telling us to be a bunch of babies. I'm telling you, why don't you have the same level of heart for what's going on around us as this kid does for a game, how do we lose the passion for the thing that is the most important thing to us? This kid, it's about baseball. Don't you like that innocence? Well, that's so much. That's what he has to think about. It's baseball. He hasn't entered the real world where he's got to pay bills and be responsible and take care of his children and all that. We've prevented that. We've allowed him to keep his childhood. And you know what his focus is on? Baseball. Being the best he can be. Not making mistakes. Helping his team. You got it? That's what he's doing. What are we putting into it? What are we... You know, I'm watching loss after loss after loss. In other words, things that we're winning at, we can't even win at. We got Joe Biden and his criminal crime family on the ropes. We've got the entirety of the Democratic Party on the ropes. We've got the justice system, the dual system of injustice on the ropes. We've got everything going for us, and we can't seem to win. But nobody really... is ready to cry it out. Nobody's really ready to say, you know what? I'm not helping the team. I thank God for those of you who get in the game. Look, I love the people listening to this show. I hope and pray that I motivate you to have the guts to go confront people when they bring up something that is anti to what we are doing. I hope you have the guts. Also, I hope you have the guts to do what a lot of folks do and support not just me, but the people in this game of life, that people like myself go back to the hotel and we cry every day because we made a mistake or we didn't get it out there or something happened. There are so many of us out there fighting the good fight and going back and having to cry it out. Let's put into life what these kids are putting into baseball. Because let me tell you, the left, they have no reason to be feasting. They have no reason to be happy. None. Nothing they say makes sense. Nothing they do makes sense. How dare they protect a criminal that's sitting in the White House? How dare they protect a system that allowed that criminal to not only get into the White House, but to continue his grift and his graft and his deception. How dare they? Well, the crying's over, folks. That kid in the next tournament against one of the toughest teams in the country, in that 3-2 win, he took all that angst and he hit a home run 367 feet and won a game.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot more to talk about with respect to these Bidens, but I do want to talk about something that old Joe Biden did to make himself, get cement himself in history. Let's just call him Juneteenth Biden. Yeah. So Joe Biden, back in 2021, I believe, signed into legislation making Juneteenth a national holiday. A little something for the black folk. But given our level of employment, he really ended up helping white people more than he did helping black folks. But don't let us confuse the facts, because, you know, you ain't black if you didn't vote for Joe Biden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Juneteenth. It's not even an official holiday. What it was is emancipation came, and then the slaves in the South didn't get the word right away. We didn't have WhatsApp and all this other stuff, all these great ways of communicating. So Juneteenth was when black folks down in the South found out we's free. We's free. So we celebrated a different day, which is Juneteenth. Again, welcome. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Juneteenth is like MLK Boulevard or Malcolm X Boulevard. Let me tell you, don't go there. It is not safe. Same difference, folks. And Democrats hate when narratives don't fit. They don't like it. Like the Juneteenth narrative. See, it's supposed to be a day of celebration. Black folks got free. Joe Biden gives us a day. He placates, pat, 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 black people. Okay, now leave me alone while I raise all the prices of your food. I take all hope away from you as a culture, a people. I don't let you assimilate into being Americans. But no problem, you get a day that most of you don't even care about because, you know, you ain't working. Got you on welfare. I got you on that Democrat plantation. Government take care of you. Yeah. The day when it commemorates the emancipation of the enslaved black Americans from the enslavement of Joe Biden's very party. And Joe Biden did it. You want to know why he did it? He wanted to take advantage of the death of George Floyd, a black thug. And in honoring a black thug by doing this particular day, he felt like he was honoring black people. Now, what are the outcome of Joe Biden's efforts? Well, we should have talked about this a little earlier, but I didn't get to it. What happens on Juneteenth every year? You want to know what? The same thing that happens every day in the black community, except more. Black on black crime. I Googled Juneteenth shootings, and I was astounded. You Google Juneteenth shooting and you get Chicago, Willowbrook, Illinois, Lake Merritt, Los Angeles, San Diego, Liberty Station, Milwaukee, video, etc. And do it by year. Since Joe Biden put it into operation, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, you'll get shootings for Juneteenth every single year. Black folks killing other black folks. It ain't cops shooting them. It's not some white supremacist group driving through black parts of towns like Joe Biden likes. God, I went to the black sections of my town. There's no white supremacists driving through the black sections of Joe Biden's town shooting up Negroes. Nope. Black folks shooting up other black folks. Here's a report on what happened on Juneteenth of this year. I just want you to be aware. I want you to be safe, white people. I want you to be safe. I want you to steer clear of Compton or 8 Mile and the other places where black leftists assemble in mass. Be careful of their parties, too. I know, sounds rather racist. No, it isn't. It sounds rather realist. Rather realist. I'm telling you exactly what you better do. Tell your kids, do not go to places where these Juneteenth celebrations are going to occur, because they will be likely hurt. Here's a report.
Now to the deadly weekend of violence and mass shootings that killed at least a dozen people and injured more than 100. So far this year, more than 800 children and teens have been killed by guns. CBS's Charlie DeMar reports tonight from a violent crime scene outside of Chicago where a survivor described the chaos.
A Juneteenth celebration in Willowbrook, Illinois, Sunday turned deadly after an unknown number of people opened fire on the crowd. At least one person died, 22 were injured.
The motive behind this incident is unclear, and this is still an active investigation.
23-year-old Mariah Dixon crawled under a car and was shot in the knee.
I saw people's feet still running past me. Nobody, I didn't think anybody heard me.
In St. Louis, it was at a party gone wrong.
We're going to need some additional equipment.
People could be seen running from the building, but not before 11 were shot, all teenagers. A 17-year-old died.
The violence these children experienced last night is intolerable and unacceptable.
In all, 19 mass shootings in the last 72 hours. At least 14 people killed and an astounding 101 people injured. Guns were used in nearly 21,000 homicides in 2021. According to Johns Hopkins, 36% of those victims were young black men, who make up only 2% of the population.
we know that there's a correlation between amounts and levels of guns in the community and gun death.
Mariah Dixon says her life has been changed forever.
I'm 23 years old, and I don't know if I'll be ever able to attend parties again.
What Mariah Dixon learned, I learned years ago when I was in college at SMU. When they would say, yeah, man, Kev, we got this party, man, black folks. That's it. That's all I needed to hear. A bunch of party with black folks. I ain't going. I bet you in my college years in the town of Dallas, Texas, there were at least 10 shootings at clubs where it was mostly black folks. I know of at least 10. Some of them I can see vividly. I remember being at another location. I don't remember where I was coming from, but probably hanging out with my friends. We were at a bar. And I saw the outcome of a shooting at a place. God, I can't remember the name of the club. It was rampant in any city, for the record. It's nothing different here. 19 mass shootings in 72 hours. And we're all the gun violence. Let me tell you what these shootings had in common. Young black youth. That's what they had in common. You think any of these people are going to address it? You think the left is going to say something about it? Right now, the way I'm talking about it, there are people squeamish, like, ooh, Kevin, I don't know, man. You sound like, yeah, I sound like what? A realist? A person telling you the real scoop? St. Louis, party gone wrong. 11 people shot, one dead. In Willowbrook, Illinois, 22 people shot, one dead. People shot, it changed their lives forever. And not just from not wanting to go to black clubs, it changed their lives forever for a lot of other reasons, too. We'll be talking more about this down the road. It's worth covering.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Formal lab tests are confirming cocaine was found in a common area of the West Wing at the White House. Secret Service is conducting an investigation to try to determine who brought it in. The small dime-sized bag was found by Secret Service Sunday night while President Biden and his family were away at Camp David for the holiday weekend. Severe weather is continuing to threaten the central United States today. Forecasters say severe storms are likely from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock and west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Travelers are continuing to see issues at airports as people head home from their 4th of July holiday. FlightAware reporting at least 1,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the United States today. That's on top of over at least 100 flights that have been canceled. Tim Berg, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know that the people who want to make hay in Washington are going to try to use your adult son as a cudgel against you. How do you feel about that, and what do you have to say to those people?
Look, we have great confidence in our son. I'm not concerned about any accusations were made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know, I mean, in a pure intellectual capacity, and as long as he's good, we're good.
You would wake up some mornings, I shouldn't even say some mornings because you slept for like 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And be looking for crack and just smoke whatever was there?
Yeah. I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone... Anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
Has there been crumbs mixed in? And
Yeah. I mean, I went one time for 13 days without sleeping and smoking crack and drinking vodka exclusively.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, smartest man he knows. Digging through carpet looking for Parmesan cheese to smoke. Because, hey, it could be crack. I want to hear that crackle. Snap, crackle, pop. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Wall Street Journal did a pretty good job with a chronology of the Biden crimes, but it's going to get to a point where you're going to hear some new names when we play this clip. When we get to there, I'm going to stop it, because then I want to share with you what we know about the people that those names are representing. So here is the Wall Street Journal sort of giving a chronology, and some of this you're going to know, but I think there's going to be pieces of it. I promise you there are pieces you don't know. So hang in there and listen. Check it out.
I can now confirm that we have credible whistleblower testimony alleging misconduct and government abuse that is resulting in preferential treatment for the president's son, Hunter Biden.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
If it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries.
Well, Merrick Garland has been quick to defend the Justice Department against accusations of political favoritism. Credible whistleblowers are accusing his department of blocking investigators in the Hunter Biden probe from following leads that involve President Biden.
These tax crimes cover an estimated 2.2 million in unreported tax on global income streams to Mr. Biden and his associates from Ukraine, Romania, and China, totaling $17.3 million from 2014 to 2019. Mr. Biden personally received $8.3 million.
One of the two IRS whistleblowers who gave testimony to the House Ways and Means Committee is Gary Shapley. He supervises a group of 12 agents, including the case agent that's worked on the Hunter Biden case since 2018. He's also the other whistleblower. Speaking to Brett Beyer on Fox News, Mr. Shapley says that in October of last year, he was present for a meeting of FBI and IRS officials, including Delaware attorney David Weiss.
He started with, he's not the deciding person on whether or not charges are filed or not.
Not the deciding person on whether charges are filed with Hunter Biden.
That's correct.
That decision, according to Mr. Shapley, came down to Washington, D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves. Despite Merrick Garland's much publicized confirmation in March that Mr. Weiss would be calling the shots.
The U.S. attorney in Delaware has been advised that he has full authority to make those kind of referrals that you're talking about, or to bring cases in other jurisdictions if he feels it's necessary. And I will assure that if he does, he will be able to do that.
David Weiss, in October 7th, 2022, said that the D.C. U.S. attorney's office will not allow us to charge there. And then he added that he would request special counsel authority and was denied.
Mr. Shapley explained that he actually documented what was said in the meeting in an email to two senior executives, one who was actually in the meeting, which now forms part of his House Ways and Means Committee testimony.
I want to stop it there for a reason, because the two people that they're mentioning there, when they talk about he presented it to two other folks, is two attorneys who refused to bring charges against Hunter Biden, who have a history of donating to his father, Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris. These are from campaign finance records. They uncovered the donation history of Matthew Graves, the U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., and U.S. Attorney for Central District of California, Martin Estrada. And as they wrote in the Daily Caller, paints a damning portrait of a political favoritism in the case that has left critics furious about what they say is a two-tiered justice system designed to benefit Joe and Hunter Biden. Now, of course, the Biden administration says there is no dual system of justice. Mayor Garland says there is no dual system of justice. The FBI's Christopher Wray and his deputies say there's no dual system of justice, which of course proves that there is a dual system of justice. Before bringing charges in the case that recently saw Hunter Biden plead guilty, David Weiss requested that Graves and Estrada each bring cases against Biden's son in their respective districts. Weiss had grounds to believe that Hunter committed fraud in D.C. between 2014 and 2015, and he told Graves that the statute of limitation for the possible crime was quickly approaching. According to Weiss, Graves refused to do so. Graves, a Biden nominee recommended by Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton, Democrat out of D.C., was sworn into office in 2021. And according to records with the FEC, he donated $500 to Biden for president in April of 2020, $1,000 in May of 2020 during the presidential primary. Now, people donate. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is when you have a clear case against somebody like Hunter Biden, it couldn't be more clear what this guy did. And nothing's been done. They let the statute of limitations expire, which everybody else is saying they need to freeze everything right now before making any decisions, because this has been slow-walked intentionally. In the second instance, they said Weiss had requested the California U.S. Attorney Estrada bring tax fraud charges against Hunter Biden during the time he was a resident of her district. Estrada denied Weiss the opportunity to present his case and later declined to bring charges. Now,
I've seen enough of what Hunter Biden's done. He's charged. Prostitutes, his sex, membership, sex club membership. I didn't even know those existed. But apparently it is. He's charged that. I will bet you money this guy's charged cocaine use, cars, you name it. His lifestyle has been paid by the taxpayer, and he has not declared money. I guarantee you the majority of the money that Hunter Biden has taken in hasn't seen the light of day. It's been under the table. We only know what we know through SARS reports and banking records, but what is it that we don't know? So, I don't mind. By the way, Estrada did donate money, $500 in 2015, to Kamala Harris. So, I don't care. The amounts don't matter to me. The fact that they donate doesn't matter. But their actions do matter. It is clear they are Democrats. They are protecting the establishment. And really, you're $500, $1,000 donors. That's all it took for them to get raised up through the ranks? Wow, it makes other people want to play the game. So, we know what's going on here. I don't know. Look, I don't know what you do in the legal sense. Let the statute of limitations expire on Hunter Biden on some of these issues. There's still new ones. There's still other stuff this guy's done more recently. Let's get him on that. And I'll tell you what, we can definitely get his daddy on. We can get him all on. Is they were laundering money. And the new cases and what we're discovering, I guarantee you, they want us to get caught up in the statute of limitations have expired. Okay, I get it. And there's something wrong with that. But the bigger issue is we got them. We got them on the new stuff. Some of this stuff happened in 2017. What happened in 2018? What happened in 2019? What happened in 2021? This has been going on for years. We're going back 5 years. I think that's what they're talking about in terms of statute of limitations. But here's the deal. These two people are part of the cabal. We keep uncovering more and more people the more we peel back the onion. We find out it's still onion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Find me a defendant anywhere that got a deal like Hunter Biden, where they settle for misdemeanor pleas for tax evasion charges and a felony gun charge. Going to keep Hunter out of from serving any prison time, and his life as we know it changes in no particular way. No other defendant in Delaware, none anywhere else that I know of, has ever gotten a deal like this. I'd like to know how this happened. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So we've been playing this chronology of the Wall Street Journal, and they've laid out how we got to where we are. We've gotten to where these two lawyers that the whistleblower submitted all this information, and even to these two lawyers who were on the take, because they gave money to the Bidens, got their appointments to nice appointments or whatever, and then they rewarded the Bidens by not prosecuting them. Now, anybody that's playing the game knows that if this were Trump and his family, they'd be throwing the book at these guys. Look at what they're doing to Trump and his family when they haven't done anything wrong. Can you imagine if Trump... What would be the media discussion if we were talking about the Trump family versus the Biden family? And Biden is so cocky about it. You know what he said? It's reported that he said, don't F with a Biden. We're above the law. And it certainly appears that way, doesn't it? Here's the rest of this Wall Street Journal chronology of how the Bidens have been doing what they're doing.
I can now confirm that we have credible whistleblower testimony alleging misconduct and government abuse that is resulting in preferential treatment for the president's son, Hunter Biden.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
If it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries.
Well, Merrick Garland has been quick to defend the Justice Department against accusations of political favoritism. Credible whistleblowers are accusing his department of blocking investigators in the Hunter Biden probe from following leads that involve President Biden.
These tax crimes cover an estimated 2.2 million in unreported tax on global income streams to Mr. Biden and his associates from Ukraine, Romania, and China, totaling 17.3 million from 2014 to 2019. Mr. Biden personally received $8.3 million.
One of the two IRS whistleblowers who gave testimony to the House Ways and Means Committee is Gary Shapley. He supervises a group of 12 agents, including the case agent that's worked on the Hunter Biden case since 2018. He's also the other whistleblower. Speaking to Brett Beyer on Fox News, Mr. Shapley says that in October of last year, he was present for a meeting of FBI and IRS officials, including Delaware attorney David Weiss.
He started with, he's not the deciding person on whether or not charges are filed or not.
Not the deciding person on whether charges are filed with Hunter Biden.
That's correct.
That decision, according to Mr. Shapley, came down to Washington, D.C. U.S. attorney Matthew Graves, despite Merrick Garland's much-publicized confirmation in March that Mr. Weiss would be calling the shots.
The U.S. attorney in Delaware has been advised that he has full authority to make those kind of referrals that you're talking about, or to bring cases in other jurisdictions if he feels it's necessary. And I will assure that if he does, he will be able to do that.
David Weiss, in October 7th, 2022, said that the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office will not allow us to charge there. And then he added that he would request special counsel authority and was denied.
Mr. Shapley explained that he actually documented what was said in the meeting in an email to two senior executives, one who was actually in the meeting, which now forms part of his House Ways and Means Committee testimony. Also in the email is the revelation that Mr. Weiss visited other states.
He had gone to California to request a charge there, and then he even opines that if they declined to allow charges, that he would have to request special counsel authority from the Deputy Attorney General or Attorney General.
In June 2023, Merrick Garland was again pressed on Mr. Weiss's powers.
Can you explain the rationale for not appointing a special counsel in this case?
Sure. Weiss had, in fact, more authority than a special counsel would have. He has complete authority, as I said, to bring a case anywhere he wants in his discretion.
Look, you know, I presented the facts to the House Ways and Means Committee, and they're corroborated, and another whistleblower says the same thing.
This was a campaign of delay, divulge, and deny. Whistleblowers say reoccurring unjustified delays pervaded the investigation, including an authenticating a WhatsApp message in which Hunter Biden demands payment from Chinese officials, noting that his father is in the room.
The WhatsApp message that Mr. Smith references was written in 2017. Part of it reads, I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight.
How involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
I don't know. were you?
No.
They got a hold of Hunter Biden's iCloud account, and they did a search warrant to Apple, to the Apple Cloud, where they accessed Hunter Biden's WhatsApp messages, iMessages, and other information. And so this is credible.
A little over 3 years later, September the 3rd, 2020, and Mr. Shapley met with Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf.
IRS investigators were told by U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf that because the evidence would be found in the guest house of former Vice President Biden, quote, there is no way, close quotes, a search warrant for evidence would ever get approved.
Worse still, the IRS investigation was divulged to Hunter Biden's attorneys, including their desire to search a Northern Virginia storage unit where Hunter kept his files.
Attorneys for Biden were made aware prior to any search, providing them valuable time to remove any materials that could be useful evidence.
According to James Comer, less than a week after that message was sent, money flowed to Hunter Biden.
It shows that this president's compromised. That's why we're investigating Joe Biden. We believe there's a reason that his family's received millions and millions of dollars from our adversaries, including China.
Neither the White House or Hunter Biden have commented on James Comer's allegation.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
We just decided to play the whole thing so you could have it in full context. I mean, the more you know, isn't it just shocking? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So, not only were these guys targeting Trump, running interference for Joe Biden in part of the cover-up, but they were tipping him off. Hey, go get the stuff out of storage. There's a potential that we could have to raid that. They're tipping them off. Don't get the stuff out of your house. Weeks in advance. So they could act as if they were, come on and take a look. Take a look at everything. Doesn't that make you think differently about Joe Biden's classified document deal? How that came to be? And by the way, nothing's being said about it, is it? But you know what they're gearing up for? They're waiting to November. So they can tell you, Donald Trump is back in indictment. He's being indicted in Georgia. Donald Trump's back in the news. Look at all this that's going on. While they just completely soft shoe everything going on with the Bidens. Oh, the statute of limitations ran out on that. So we admit he did commit the crimes, but the statute of limitations ran out. We just didn't get around to it. You know how many brothers are in jail? Look, conservatives, this is where we make hay. You're talking to black people, say, hey, look, if the way they're handling Hunter Biden, if that's the way you like them handling, if that's the way you believe they've handled, things in the black community, then fine. But I don't believe law enforcement has been that magnanimous towards you. I don't think they've been that good towards you. See, this is creating a serious rift. And I don't think the Republicans even know how to go about going after this. So this is the type of thing where we come along, where I tell people all the time, they talk about this or that. What we're going to do is talk about what these guys are doing. See, this is the real crime. These are the real criminals, and these are the criminals that make the chili pimping criminals that you think you see day to day, that make them look like nothing, man. I mean, they're little baby criminals compared to what is going on right before our eyes. And what bugs me the most about it is the Democrats are doing it, and they're saying, we know you know we did it. We dare you. We dare you to prove it. We dare you to make it stick. We dare you to buck the system. And if they keep it up and keep getting away with it, we will eventually say, we give up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.